It's pretty much in my head, but I phrased it so well. This is the trouble. There is a solution, though. All right. I'll just go for the one in my head instead, I guess.
It's all right. It's all right.
I do want to ask...
There you go.
I'm a taller being. Okay. Professional musician. Used to it. Okay. My son would like to be taller. He is my stepson. And he's a professional. He loves football. It's in his body, in his brain. It's not something he got from me, being the stepfather. But I really want to support him at this. We've learned some things. We've had some stuff come. We started telling him, like, well, he's a growing boy. We haven't really introduced, we've done some Abraham stuff, but we haven't, like, here's all the Abraham stuff, you should trust it and live it yet. We'd like to, but we're still working on that for ourselves.
Use that as the last ditch effort.
We'd like to. Before the last ditch. Are there anything that we can add or help or say to him to help him feel that he can grow more? Because we can have anything you want.
Well, how are you helping him to know that that is true? How do you convert those words that sound like blah, blah, blah into something meaningful? How would one go about translating their transmitting or their knowledge to another?
Well, I've started that phrase I was just talking about, just saying kind of, well, he's a growing, because he's really, at the moment, here's the story of what is that he is a bit smaller than the other kids his age, and he plays football where he needs to be taller and whatever and to be able to do what he wants. But he's absolutely brilliant and he's absolutely athletic.
Why does he need to be taller? Can't he just be short and knock them down from the bottom?
It really helps when you're seeing a play develop, apparently, to be able to see at least the same height or over the players or be intuitive enough that you know what's going on in the play.
Well, if the team is organized, they know what they're going to do. And what the other team, they spread out enough that you can more or less see what's right in front of you, and it's the only thing that's right in front of you that you need to do anything about, yes?
Okay. Well, I don't know. It's because I don't know football very well. This is what he's told me, and I'm trying to find
but
things
or phrases
to help.
But he's arguing for his limitations, and we are arguing for his...
Oh, that's true. Thank you. Sorry. So obvious. I'm learning.
In other words, if he was talking about basketball, it would be a little bit more justifiable.
Okay. Can I ask one more?
Well, we're not finished with this one yet.
Okay, good. Good.
So we want to go back to something that is more basic, and that is, so here you are. You have someone who you care about, who you can feel has a dream. And he's having a hard time believing his own dream because the reality of his life doesn't give him the support of it. His peers don't give him the support of it. The reality just doesn't match up with the dream. So, and you don't want to talk to him yet about Abraham because you don't want to make him a weird kid. It's all right. You can't hurt our feelings. And Esther told Jerry not to tell anyone, too. In other words, she gets that. She gets that. Their accountants went to the seminar in San Antonio, and they called afterward because they've known Jerry and Esther for many years, and they said, we thought it was going to be weird. We thought it was going to be like a seance. We thought there were going to be weird people around. They said, it was the nicest group of people that we've ever been around in our life. It was the most fun. So sometimes it's better to let people know what it is rather than try